First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Angolan president pays official visit to Cuba.
Cuban foreign minister meets FAO director general in Havana.
IMF approves another multi-million dollar loan installment to Ecuador.
Donald Trump admits to different tricks up his sleeve to destroy Venezuela.
And now the news in detail.
Angolan President João Lourenço is in Cuba for a two-day official visit, and he will hold bilateral talks with his Cuban counterpart, President Miguel Díaz-Canel. The distinguished guest was received at the José Martí International Airport by Ana Yancy Rodríguez, the Prime Minister of Foreign Relations. President Lourenço will be meeting his Cuban counterpart for the second time in 10 months. The two leaders met in September 2018 on the sidelines of the 73rd session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. A statement from the Angolan presidency said the trip will focus on enhancing cooperation between the two countries on various sectors. President Lourenço on Monday will visit Havana's Colon Cemetery to pay tribute to Cuban fighters who lost their lives in Angola during the Civil War. He will then hold a conference at the University of Havana before later holding talks with Cuban authorities, which is expected to culminate in the signing of several bilateral agreements. He will wrap the day up with a visit to the Center for Generic Engineering and Biotechnology, well known for its advanced research in areas such as cancer cure. On Tuesday, the Angolan leader will visit the special port area of development at Mariel on the outskirts of Havana before meeting with Angolan students studying here in Cuba.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez received on Monday the Director General of the United Nations Organization for Food and Agriculture, the FAO, José Graciano da Silva, who is visiting the island. In the meeting, both ratified the good status of the historical cooperation ties between that organization and Cuba, Rodriguez said on Twitter. He said that they also expressed common interest in further strengthening bilateral ties. Da Silva attended the closing ceremony of the 7th Continental Congress of the Latin American Coordinator of Peasants' Organizations, Via Campesina, which met last week in the western province of Artemisa. Da Silva is concluding his mandate as FAO Director General on July the 31st, after completing two terms at the helm of that UN agency. He recently acknowledged that Cuba is one of the 16 countries in the world that have already reached the goal established by the World Food Summit to halve the absolute number of hungry people.
The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has approved a second installment of over $2.5 billion to Ecuador for economic development. The agency confirmed that with 10 and a half years to pay off the debt, Ecuador has accepted a second loan from the IMF with its 3.2% interest. The Ministry of Economy and Finance reports that the loan follows a series of other accepted from the Inter-American Development Bank, the Development Bank of Latin America, and the World Bank. Minister of Economy and Finance Ricardo Martinez said the support of the international community to Ecuador's economic program confirms to us that we are going in the correct route. Critics, however, disagree. At first glance, the proposals seem to promise improvements to the South American society. However, on further analysis, the IMF letter demands an increase in public sector layoffs by 50%. A decrease in the country's economy, strengthening of dollarization in the country that has been using the U.S. currency since 2000, and tax increases. Over Twitter, former President of Ecuador Rafael Correa warned about the negative consequences on the population this agreement will bring. Reports say that since the austerity policies began implementation in December, 11 1,820 people have been fired from the public sector.
In an obvious reference to an eventual U.S. military action against Venezuela, President Donald Trump said over the weekend that he has a number of different tactics for regime change in Venezuela. During a news conference held at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Trump confessed that he had spoken about Venezuela, quote, with almost every leader, unquote, with whom he met last week. Asked by a reporter whether it is time to reconsider his strategy towards the Bolivarian revolution, which he's been incapable of overthrowing, Trump announced that he had five different strategies. Quote, we have a lot of things in store. We don't want to get involved to the extent you may be thinking, but we have a lot of alternatives. We have five different alternatives for Venezuela. We'll see what happens. According to media reports, Trump talked about Venezuela during his G20 bilateral meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro. 5 months ago, the Trump administration recognized opposition leader and self-proclaimed president Juan Guaido. Such recognition, however, has been politically and diplomatically ineffective, as Nicolas Maduro continues to exercise his functions as the only constitutional president. Within what is a non-officially declared war against Venezuela, which started at least a decade ago, the U.S. has also been deploying several waves of economic sanctions, which have killed over 40,000 Venezuelans since 2017. This according to the research led by Jeffrey Sachs, the former director of the Harvard Institute for International Development. Among those sanctions are the blockade of financial assets that the Bolivarian Revolution kept in banks abroad and impediments to the sale of Venezuelan oil in international markets.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
The 35 U.S. solidarity activists that make up the 30th IFCO Pastors for Peace Caravan continue their activities here in Cuba. Over the weekend, they visited Matanzas province and the Zapata Swamp. They also visited Playa Girón and exchanged with veterans who repelled the U.S. invasion back in 1961. During the visit to the Zapata Swamp, Gail Walker, executive director of IFCO Pastors for Peace, assured that her organization will continue the fight against the U.S. blockade against Cuba. She said that although it is difficult to foresee what the future will bring because of the unpredictability of the current U.S. administration, she voiced her organization's commitment to continuing the fight against the blockade. Gail Walker added that the young people of the institution, as well as the most veterans, are clear about the conviction to continue organizing delegations to Cuba. On Monday, the caravan visited the central province of Cienfuegos. Their stay on the island will continue until Friday.
The 49th contingent of the José Martí European Solidarity Brigade is starting its yearly working visit Monday with the demand that the United States put an end to the economic, financial and commercial blockade that it has imposed on Cuba for nearly six decades. During this stay on the island, the European friends will attend the presentation of the panel's Need for Global Solidarity with the Caribbean Nation and Against the Blockade, and Latin American and Caribbean Solidarity in Defense of Just Causes and Peace, organized by the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, ICAP. According to ICAP's sources, the panel will also be attended by ambassadors and representatives of independence and social movements accredited in Cuba. The brigade members hail from a dozen European countries, and they will have a 20-day program of activities on the island. They will carry out productive work and exchange with trade union leaders, youth, athletes, and Cuban people in general.
Maritime authorities of the Iberian country confirmed on Sunday the rescue of 130 African migrants trying to reach the coast of southern Spain in precarious boats. The Sociedad de Salvamento y Seguridad Marítima, or Maritime Safety and Rescue Society, announced that it had rescued 16 women and children. Around 300 people have been picked up so far this year in small boats on feet for open water, according to figures from the Spanish Ministry of Public Works. The majority of the rescues took place in the Strait of Gibraltar and some in waters further east.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Angolan president pays official visit to Cuba.
Cuban foreign minister meets FAO director general in Havana.
IMF approves another multi-million dollar loan installment to Ecuador.
Donald Trump admits to different tricks up his sleeve to destroy Venezuela.